From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. At least 5 people are dead in Oklahoma after tornadoes swept through the state, with storms continuing a path toward Arkansas. From member station KOSU, Michael Cross reports.
Oklahoma emergency management officials are confirming 1 death in Oklahoma County and 3 in Pottawatomie County in central Oklahoma, with a major storm which went through Norman and other towns south and east of Oklahoma City. Television news stations are showing several different tornado paths from central Oklahoma. Tornadoes were reported in northern Oklahoma, where 1 person near the Kansas state line suffered injuries. A tornado also hit Interstate 40 east of Oklahoma City, sending cars and semis flying off the road and shutting down the highway. The storms also knocked down power lines, where tens of thousands of people are currently without electricity. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
Elena Kagan is President Obama's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court, and NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that Kagan's age is just as significant as her being the first female Solicitor General.
Justice John Paul Stevens is retiring from the court at age 90. Elena Kagan is 40 years younger. That means her appointment could be one of President Obama's most lasting legacies. He announced her nomination at a ceremony in the East Room of the White House.
While we can't presume to replace Justice Stevens' wisdom or experience, I have selected a nominee who I believe embodies that same excellence, independence, integrity, and passion for the law.
Kagan has spent most of her adult life in government and academia. Democratic senators called her an ideal choice. They have far more than the 50 votes needed to confirm her. Republicans expressed concern that Kagan has never been a judge, and they called her lack of a paper trail troubling. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
In Louisiana, officials are trying to get as much fresh water from the Mississippi River into the southern wetlands, to the southeastern wetlands as possible, to push back the oil from the spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mary Landry says oil from the leak is heading into an area west of Mississippi.
We also have confirmed, you know, the tar balls washing up, and tar balls are easy to work with. We've been able to have teams out there, shoreline assessment teams out there, and addressing the tar balls, some of which are from this spill, some of which may be from other spills.
Hearings begin tomorrow on what caused the oil rig explosion that led to the spill. The heads of the major U.S. stock exchanges are working on new rules to prevent erroneous trades. The Securities and Exchange Commission says the parties have agreed in principle to a uniform system of restrictions when stocks rise or fall to a certain level during a single session. The effort comes a week after the Dow Industrials dropped nearly 1,000 points in less than a half hour. The blue chip index recovered 2/3 of the loss by the end of the trading session. This is NPR News. Iraqi officials say al-Qaeda-linked insurgents bent on destabilizing the country are behind today's attacks. At least 85 people were killed and almost 300 others were wounded in separate bombings and shootings across the country. The deadliest incident occurred at a textile factory in Hilla, south of Baghdad, as shift workers were going home for the day. Several groups of protesters took to the streets of the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that some in the city were calling for the ouster of President René Préval, while others denounce what they say are low wages paid by international relief agencies.
Riot police fired tear gas to control about 2,000 demonstrators calling for President Préval to step down. The protesters say he hasn't done enough to help the country in the wake of the devastating January 12th earthquake. They also accuse him of trying to cling to power beyond his elected term. Préval has said he'll stay in office for an extra 3 months if presidential elections are not held before November 28th. Workers in what is known as the Cash for Work program also took to the streets, calling for higher wages. Thousands of Haitians are paid $5 a day by international relief agencies to clear rubble and clean out sewers. This group was angry because their daily food rations had been eliminated. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Crews are installing the Apollo Theater's new Walk of Fame, where many legendary black entertainers performed early in their careers. Blacks honoring new inductees will be installed after the theater's annual gala in June. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.